You're listening to Breakthrough Assembly Podcast. Here at Breakthrough, we don't judge, just build. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you hear from God and receive your breakthrough today. Enjoy the message.
Praise God. All right. Just checking where we are. Just making sure we know we're in the house of the Lord, not Willoughby Library. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for you being who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for you continually showing us who we are. And you show us who we are through you. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to be who you are in our life. Continue not to hold back, Lord God, in our life. Continue to be patient with us while you're teaching us to be patient with us. We are, Father, works in progress. We were blown into and shaped by you. So we take our form from you. So I pray that as we continually develop, that we understand that our form comes from the one that blew into it. You know the breaths, Lord God. You know, Lord God, Father, how much to blow and when to blow and when to hold back, Lord God. You know those that you created, Father. As you told Abraham, Father, you know every hair that is on our head, Lord God. You know everything about us, Lord God. You know the beginning and the ending, Lord God, because you were there when you created it for us. So, Father, we get to lift up our hands and we get to rejoice even when it looks the opposite, Lord God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not naive. We already know that we're with the victor. And we know that all things are possible because, Lord God, all things are possible through you. And when we're with you, there's no limitations to us. So we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. We worship you in spirit. We worship you in truth. We walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. So we don't get disturbed by what we see, because what we see can be changed by you. So why get stressed and worried about something that can easily be changed by the Master? So we give up worry, we give up stress, we give up complaints, we give up sadness, because there's no need for that to dwell in the atmosphere where you are. So tonight, speak to us, Lord God, as you see fit, Lord God. And I pray that our temple is not filled with other things, so that the spirit that is on the inside of us can fully move and operate in the manner that it sees fit. And that's your spirit, Lord God, that we are referring to. So as we say, have your way, and we mean it in this place, and that's the temple of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right. So on that note, we're going to bring up that the one that's going to speak to us today. I happen to be married to her, so I know her pretty well. I don't know how my neighbors feel about her, but she's all right with me. Amen. So let's welcome Minister Rhonda Gross to the stage.
Good evening. How's everybody doing? Amen. So I was at work yesterday, and even through this last week, God has just been speaking to me, and he's just been telling me, I want to say something. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. But he wants to say something through me. So I'm yielding myself that you guys understand what he's saying. And catch on where you get in, where you fit in. Catch on to whatever he's saying, because he's speaking to all of us today. Okay. So Pastor told us within the last few weeks that we are to go by and stand on what we know, not what we don't know. Right? That's a waste of time when you're trying to stand and be confident in something you don't know. It's just idiotic. So I am going to stand here on what I know. And I know God is faithful. Yes. That's just my experience. I don't know anybody else's experience, but I know my experience with God. He is truly faithful. He has been faithful to me for years. And that's why I have given my life to him, and I will not turn back. I am sold. I am in. And I want really to just share with you what God has given me. But my thing is, stand on what you know. Don't waste your time on what you don't know. You know, the uncertain is a deep hole that we can bury ourselves in, you know, dig deeper and deeper trying to find out what's going on. But I'm here to tell you what I know and what God has said. And he wants you guys to walk. He wants us to walk in confidence in his word. So whatever he has promised you, it's going to happen.
Amen.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Do not doubt it. When it's not coming your way at the time he wanted, you got to remember, we can't make God do or give us an answer or solve our problems the way that we do it. And a lot of us do. We do expect God to do it like we would do it. Well, if I was you, I would do it like this, right? It's worked for you, but then it hasn't worked for you because it's brought you back to God. So God is saying, trust in me and me alone. He wants us to trust in him and him alone. Don't go into your mind because we can't figure. And that's the scripture that I want to go to first. As soon as I figure out these notes, I just put all over my paper. So 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Is that the one I want? Yep. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Let me know when you have it. And even before I say that, our church has been going through things. We've been going through a series of distraction. God wants you to know that. It's distraction. This funny feeling, this crazy thing that just happened out of the blue. You don't know what's going on, and you're trying to figure it out. Stop wasting your time. It's a distraction. It's a distraction. Whatever it looks like, you know, it may look like a person. It may look like a situation. It's a distraction. We have been going through dreams. I think everybody in here just about had a bad dream, you know, and that dream was either about death or illness or failure. In some area, that's where it has been, and that's a distraction. Don't try to figure it out. Just move on and trust God on the word. The enemy is coming. He always is here, but he's always here to pull from you, especially when you get a word, especially when you get a promise. He's here quickly and swiftly to take it away. So you have to keep that in mind. So God wants us to have confidence in his word. And when I say confidence, I mean quickly, just as quick as the enemy comes, you have to have a comeback. Amen. You have to have a comeback. You have to go back to the word of what God promised. And don't compare it. Just go back to the word that God promised. You know what I mean? Don't compare it, because the enemy can't compare to God. Excuse me, I have a cough drop in my mouth because I keep coughing. But God wants us to be confident in his word. He wants us to stand firm on his word and what you know. What did he promise you? What did he show you? What have you heard? What have you seen? That's what you stand on. What's your testimony? Never let that go. Hold on to it. No matter how old you get, sometimes we put an age or a limit on things because of our condition. Your testimony is never too old. Your testimony is never too old. It never gets dusty. Someone always needs that testimony. And that main person who needs that testimony is you, is me. You know what I mean? We can share it all day long. We can share it, and the enemy wants to distract us by taking us off a track, off track of what we know. So God is, he wants us to have confidence. We've been going through decision making. Somehow things have happened and disrupted our normal day of living. And just we're thinking out of the blue, this distraction has came or this thing has came in, and we got to make a decision. Something happened. We have to make that decision. Yes, you do have to make that decision. But the distraction is God is able. God is faithful. God is going to give you what you need. He talks to us from his spirit to our spirit. You know what I mean? So if you go to man and try to make any sense of what's going on around you, you're going to be confused because they can't give you that answer. Only God can give you that answer. That's what the guy is saying. Stay confident in my word, what I have already told you. It may not look right now. It may not seem right now, but God is bringing that thing to a head. So this thing that we're going through as far as making decisions, I know a lot of us are dealing with it. Where all of a sudden we got to make this big decision. Something is disrupting us. Something is agitating us. And at first we were fine with it. We know the situation. We know the problem. We've been dealing with it and we've been coping. But it's one thing you cannot forget. You've been praying about it. If you've been praying about it, it's coming to an end at some point. So when the disruption comes, the irritation comes, don't think it's bad. Don't think it's disrupting you and this. Don't look at it as discouraging. Be encouraged because God is bringing that thing to fruition. Now, the thing is, it may not look like we expected it to look. And that's what's going on with a lot of us. It's not looking like we expected it to look. I expected it to be prim and prissy and pretty. And it's dirty and it stinks. But it's your solution. And you have to make that decision to choose that solution because it's God's solution. And the only way you're going to be able to be okay with it is let the Holy Spirit talk to you. Because if you take it to man, like I said, you're not going to understand. You're going to be confused. That's why our relationship with God is personal. So whatever it is that you feel, whatever it is that you are going through, whatever it is that is agitating you, and it keeps agitating you every now and then, it's coming to an end because God is bringing it to manifestation. He's manifesting it, the solution. And we have to get ourselves to the point where I can accept that solution. I do accept that solution. It may not be what I wanted. It may be a little bit deeper than I expected. I didn't want all of it gone. I just wanted a third of it gone. But God, when he starts something, he finishes it to completion. He is faithful to do that thing. So whatever we're praying about, be careful what you're praying about because you're going to get it. If you're asking God with a sincere heart, you're going to get it. And he's going to do it all the way to the end, to the point where you are going to be a new person. You are going to have a new attitude. You're going to have new vision, which is what we're talking about, which is what we're going through right now. You're going to have new vision and you're going to be stern and firm, but you got to have confidence to get all of that. If you don't have confidence in God's word, you're not going to make it. You're not going to receive it. It's not coming your way. God's not going to waste his time. But that's the key word. We got to have confidence. We got to have confidence in God's word. We have to trust in God as to what he is saying about the situation that we are the ones talking to him about. If you don't want to change, shut your mouth. If you don't want to see anything happen, sometimes we lie to ourselves. And we'll go before God and we'll ask for this thing because we know God is God. But we really don't want the answer. We don't want to go through the pain. We don't want to go through the struggle. You know, we don't want to fight. Who wants to fight? I don't. Right. I don't want to fight, but it's worth it. Because this is the thing. All you have to do is step yourself out on the line. And the battle has begun. And before you know it, it's over. Because you're not fighting your own battle.
Amen.
God is fighting that battle.
Amen.
So whatever scares you and shakes you to the bone, that's the thing you should attack. Whatever it is that is grabbing you and shaking you and making you so uncomfortable, that's the thing you should go after. That's the thing you should trust God, and then you got to go back into your notes. Like Tanya got a book, books and books. Tanya and got books and books of notes. It's like dictionary, encyclopedia, whatever they needed to be. They go back. They go far back, years back. But that's how God is. God starts something here. I think I just said this. God starts something here. He goes all the way. You may be 10 years old right here. And by the time that thing comes to fruition, you are 29. You know what I mean? You are 30 years old.
Yeah.
But he finished it. Why did it take so long? One, you had to grow in that thing.
Right.
Why? He's not going to just, God's not just going to take your cry, hear your cry and answer and say, be gone, you know, move on, my child. No, because you're going to get yourself into that situation again because you don't know, you know what I mean? You don't know how you got out of it. All you know is God did it. But God wants to go deeper. He wants us to know his power. That's the other scripture I'm going to. Oh, did I ever read that scripture?
No.
Okay. So 1 Corinthians. That's so funny. 1 Corinthians 2:9. My bad. I do. Okay. So 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We don't even know the magnitude of the love that God has for us. Because if we did, we have more reverence in our body. You know what I mean? We don't understand what God has given us when he gave us life and when he gave us salvation. When his son Jesus died on the cross for us, we don't even know. We don't know. But I'm telling you, the love of God for us is so great. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much of the word you know. His love is continual. His love is everlasting. His love is personal. He loves us just that much to take us all the way to fruition. He loves us just that much to answer the question, because he's the only one who can answer the question. He's the only one who can heal and solve the problem, right? So he loves us enough to go to a relationship, grab us and pull us in into a relationship with him so that we can really kind of understand who he is, how he is, and who he created, and the power that he has that he's placed on the inside of us. That's what he wants us to know. Not that he wants us to know how powerful he is, but he wants to know because of him how powerful we are.
Amen.
What have I placed on the inside of you? And that's what you got to keep promising yourself. That's what you got to keep telling yourself. What is the promise that God gave me? Because God is not man that he would lie. He don't lie. We lie, right? We get up under a little bit of pressure and the story changes. You know what I mean? But God is not like that. He is not. We get to the point where we're talking to somebody and we want to give them this answer and we don't know the answer, but we're going to give them something, right? But God knows what he's talking about. Because he created us. He knows the situation. He already answered it. He says we are victorious in Christ Jesus. We are. Amen? You have to remember that you are victorious in Christ Jesus. These are the things of confidence that you have to hold on to. You got to hold on to a scripture. You got to find it. Which one works for you? There's a million of them. Find it. Hold on to it. Because the enemy is coming to shove you off your platform. But if you stand confident, you stand strong in God, you are victorious in Christ Jesus. You will succeed. You will make it through. Amen. You will see the answer. Amen. And you're not going to die before that thing comes to pass. Right? We're going to see it now. I'm going to see it while I'm living. Amen. You're going to see it while you're living. Amen. That's who God is. He is a promise keeper. He keeps his promise.
Yes, he does.
We can only try to keep our promises because we don't have that power. My next scripture is, excuse me. My next scripture is Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. Hebrews 10.
Amen.
Well, let's go to 23. I'm sorry. I got the Pastor Bobby-itis. I'm sorry. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. Without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Amen. He is faithful. That promise. He made a promise to you. It's coming to pass. That's what I'm here to tell you. That's what somebody in here is questioning it. Somebody here is losing confidence. Somebody in here is losing patience. Somebody in here is scared and afraid to make the next step because it's really fearful. Somebody in here, because God's not just telling me to tell y'all this just to be talking. So I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you that God said it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. It's going to happen. Amen. So all this agitation that we're going through, all of this frustration that we're going through, it's a distraction of the enemy. But God takes everything. He don't waste nothing. He turns that thing around. And that's a part of your solution. How is it a part of your solution? Because God is faithful to do that thing that he started to complete it, right? So the thing that we're trusting and believing God for, the thing that we're trusting and believing God for, we asked for it, we've been praying about it, but we forgot about it. Some of us have forgot about it. Some of us have let it sit dormant because it's been so long. We've kind of changed our prayer. And God says, go back. Go back and remember what you prayed for. And then go back and remember what I promised. Because all of this agitation and all this stuff is for you. It's changing you. You hear me? It's changing you. So it's a necessary thing. Even when we train in our children, there's a process that they have to go through in order for them to know, don't touch the stove. It's hot. You know what I mean? You got to go to school. You got to have an education, consistency. You know, those are things that we teach our children as parents. Well, God does the same thing with us. We have to go through this process of learning. And God wants us to know it's coming to pass. So really kind of like he's kind of telling you, get on your toes. You know how you get really excited? You know, and like you're rocking and you're shaking because you know it's about to come to pass. Go there. Because it's coming to pass.
Amen.
Go there.
Amen.
Amen. So whoever lost their excitement, God is saying, I'm giving it back to you.
Amen.
Go there. Amen. So God was talking to me at work, and he said he wanted to say something. And I'm normally really like shivery. I'm going to say yes. You know, I'm going to shake all the way through it. But this one is not like that. This one is, I don't know, I just trust God. I just have confidence today. I just have confidence in God and in his word. Because I know, see, the thing about our church is, whatever happens, it comes from here and it goes all the way down. You know what I mean? So I know what we've been dealing with in our household. And we've been hearing what's dealing in this household. You know what I mean? Because we've been dealing with it. We've been hearing it. We've been praying about it. We've been diligent about praying about it. We've been talking about it, and that's what God wants you to know. I got people on assignment for you.
Amen.
You are special. I got people assigned to you. I got people that are praying and talking to me and letting me know every little thing that is going on. And they telling, like when the enemy try to get over on you, they telling, right? Yeah. Telling what the enemy is trying to do. And that is, God already knows. But for him to have somebody stand and have your back, yeah. It's coming to pass. Yeah. It's coming to pass. So I am here to tell you that it's coming to pass. Just trust and believe in God. Stand on your toes. You know what I mean? Get that excitement back, because it's not going to take long.
Amen.
It's not going to take long. Why? Because it's been long. Okay. It's been a while, right? The boat is shaking, but that's okay. Stand firm. This is one thing I know. When I get dizzy, I hit the ground. I sit down on the ground. I'm not going to fall. I'm going to sit down. That's one thing I know about myself. When I get dizzy, if I get dizzy, I immediately just sit on the floor. I don't care where I am. I can be outside. If there's not a chair near me, I'm hitting the ground. Why? Because I don't want to fall down.
Right.
I want to have stability at all times.
Come on.
So I'm stable because I know what's going on, right? I'm trusting and believing in God. Same thing with you.
Yes.
You got to know where you are, and you've got to know God's word.
Amen.
You've got to know God like you know the back of your hand. You know what I mean? You've got to know God like you know whatever gets to you. You know what I mean? You have got to get that. God has to have that point. He's got to have that spot in your life. You know, he's got to be your ride or die, because he's your savior. So he's really more than your ride or die, right? So you've got to get him, put him. He's got to be in that spot. He has to have that space above everything and everyone. Everyone, everything, your job, your friends, your family, everybody, everything. God has to have that spot. When he knows he has that spot, he's working it out for you. Because when we don't give him that spot, we limit him. Right? So now he becoming our friend, and we expect him to work out things like we do. That's not God's spot. That's not who he is. And that's not where he is. And if you want to keep putting him there, then he's not going to be there anymore. He just doesn't have that time. Right? Too many people laying at the feet of God. Too many people asking of God for things that they need in reverence for us to just play with the things that we have. So God is saying, be excited because I'm working on that thing. Your diligence has touched my heart. Your consistency has touched my heart, and I refuse to let anything or anyone else take your joy away. So he's got the angels standing on front line. Amen?
Yes.
And they're armored up just for you. And that's what you got to remember, just for you, just for you. He's got those angels armored up just for you. Amen?
Yes.
So don't drag your feet any longer. We don't want to drag our feet any longer. We want to trust in God. We want to trust and know. We want to have that confidence. Put that confidence in God. He deserves it.
Yes.
He deserves it. He deserves to be honored. He deserves to be praised because he is God Almighty. But the thing now, right now, is it's coming to fruition. It's coming to manifestation. He's manifesting it. So when you feel those agitations, go to the word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for bringing this thing to pass. Thank you, Lord God, for the things that you promised me. It's rocky, but it's about to come to an end. Amen?
Amen.
God is a good God.
All the time.
All the time. I'm almost done. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Every day, we got to readjust. Because every day is something different. Every day, you have to readjust because something or someone is going to say something to you, or something is going to happen, and it's going to take you to a place. It's going to want to or try to take you to a place. And we have to readjust. God is still good on Tuesday, just like he is on Sunday. He is. Our Wednesdays and the Sundays got us in check. We're good. But when Tuesday is coming and Thursday and Friday is here, it's like, I got to run. I'm running to the altar, you know?
Right.
The altar is at your house.
Yeah.
The altar is in your heart.
Yeah.
The altar is in your tongue. Amen. God is faithful. He deserves to be worshiped and honored. Amen. Be not conformed to this world. Don't worry about what's going on in this world and how it shakes you, because it's only doing its thing. It's only doing its job. But you are a child of God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's who we are. And God's got our back. And you have to trust and believe that forever, that God's always got your back. He did some things for me when I was younger that has really hooked me. And I will never turn my back on God. That's what I say. That's what I'm saying. That's what my sane body and mind is saying. So much so that I believe if I lose my mind, I'll still be praising God. But that's a decision we have to make. That's as simple as it is. It's just a decision you have to make. It's a decision. You have to let your feathers be ruffled. God is still God. He is still faithful. And that's what we have to, you have to know that. You have to have a knowing on the inside of you that God is always going to take care of us. God is always there. Amen? Things will come and things will go, but your faith has got to stay forever. Amen. Your confidence in God, it's got to last forever. Because that's your relationship with God. If we lose God, we lose everything. Just that simple. If you lose God, you lose everything. So that's one thing we do not want to lose. We do not want to lose our relationship with God. We don't want to lose our respect for God. So if we're dusty, if we're slowful, if we're dragging, dust the dust off. Shake the dust off. Sharpen yourself back up. Go deeper into the word. Talk to God a little bit more. Be sincere. Be honest. Be transparent. And trust God. Amen?
Amen.
Trust him. Allow him to talk to you. Give him time. We want to say everything that's going on, but then we want to say amen. Get up and go to work, right? Sit a little longer. Hallelujah. Listen to what God has to say. It's a conversation. When we pray, it's a conversation. And we want to talk with God. We want to hear from God. We want to know what he said. We want to receive what he's giving us. Amen. In a transaction, there's a little bit of giving and a little bit of taking, right? But if we're just going to go to God and just lay it all out on the line and just walk away, you just relieved yourself of what? Breath, air. Nothing's going to happen. But you got to have that consistency. You got to have that patience is another thing. We got to have patience in God. Because when he does things, he takes his time. It's not our timing.
Right.
We cannot imagine. We can't fathom the love that God has for us and the time he takes to clean up our mess. Amen? To get us on the right track. Some of us is just taking so long because we've just dug our hole just that deep. Some of us taking that long because he really wants us to get an understanding. He just loves us, right? He wants to train us well so that we can really understand who he is and who he isn't as. God wants us to know who he is, but it's a twofold, right? He wants us to know who he is, but he wants us to know who he is on the inside of us. It comes together. Amen? So that we will be able to share with other people. But I am here to tell you, it's coming to pass. Whatever God has told you, entrepreneurs, those are who are starting a business, those who have businesses. God says, be careful. I got your back, though. But God wants you to be very careful. I want to talk to you after church. But God says, be careful in your partnership. Make sure that your partner, this is the thing about entrepreneurship. This is what I know about entrepreneurship. It's your business. Right? If you want a partner, you can have a partner, but it's your business. If you don't want a partner, then you don't have to have a partner. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. God stands beside you. He gives you everything that you need. So if it's you, if it's your business, you should be running it. And you can't run it without God. You can't run it without God. And it's not going to run better if you have a partner with you and they don't have God. If it's unequally yoked, it's just not going to work. Amen.
Amen.
So keep that in mind. God wants to go through your home, through your business, on your job. He wants to sweep it all clean. Amen. And when I say sweep it clean, don't mean that he's going to clean up everything today and it's going to last forever. Nope. You're going to have to keep opening that door.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to have to keep opening that door so that he will be able to have the freedom to come and go. Yes. Yeah. As needed. Because sometimes we have tunnel vision and we do not see what's going on around us. We are so focused on our business, or we are so focused on whatever we're doing, we don't see anything else. But God does. And if he sees it all, then let him rule it all.
Yes.
Amen. So it'll always be in your favor.
Amen.
And the best way to do that is have confidence in God's word, but keep the door open.
Yes.
Keep the door open for God so that he will be able to come and go as he please. Amen.
Amen.
Hold on. I think I'm done. I'm done.
I have absolutely nothing to expound upon, except for one thing. The last thing she just said, God wanted me to say, just one thing. When talking about entrepreneurship and your business and partners, God says one thing, add to that. He says, your ministry is also your business. So you don't need to partner up with other people for your ministry. You don't need somebody always praying with you for your ministry. You don't always need an accountability partner. You could be accountable to yourself. You don't always need somebody to be in prayer with you and agree with you when Jesus has agreed with you.
Amen.
And we don't take our ministry as a business. Our ministry is something that we have to walk with and understand. I'm not trying to partner with somebody else when I already have a partner. And that's why sometimes we lose our business in ministry with him, because we want somebody else to be with us and agree with us when he's already with us. He's the one that said he'd never leave you nor forsake you.
Right.
And we want agreement with outsiders when the insider has already agreed with us.
Yes.
So this is why when Jesus said, so little and so powerful at the same time, be it unto you according to your faith. If you have enough faith that you are special enough. Well, nobody treated me special. Well, he did. He had the confidence to breathe in you. You don't need somebody else to agree with you. You don't need anybody else to see your improvement. You don't need anybody else to see how far you've come. He's already seen it. He's already in agreement with you. So when she's talking about, you know, make sure you stay in those things that you know. What do you know? Is God good? So act like it, live like it, talk like it, respond like he's good when bad things are happening, when you get bad news, respond like he's good when you have a bad dream because the devil was a punk and he can only attack you when you're asleep. Wake up and say that was a horrible dream. What does it mean? It means he was a punk and it was a lying image. Quit writing it down, the bad things, and say, I need to get in touch with Pastor First Lady to find out what that dream meant. It meant he was so weak that he came to you in your weakness. That means that you are strong enough. So strong, he didn't want to combat you while you had strength. And this, the equally yoked thing. We'll get into that in this church real soon, because He doesn't want you wasting your time with people that's not going where he called you to go. We will, because they can't go with you if they don't believe like you believe. People don't have to think like you think, but they have to believe like you believe in order to get where he want to. And at least they have to want to. Quit chasing people with talent. Quit partnering people with talent. Quit partnering people with connections. I done told y'all a year and a half, if you are a member of this church, I didn't say visitor, I said member of this church, it's on you. You don't have to go to conventions and partner with people. You don't have to get your business cards. You don't have to do the C word, connect, when you already have the connection. Amen. So no matter where you are in that thing, if you're in that thing, you're in that thing. You'll get that later. You're in the thing. You're in the thing. If you're connected with him, you have all the connection you need. You have all the juice you need. You have all the power you need. Amen. So I'm just going to put the nail in the coffin that says, if you're going to stay in what you know, live in what you know. Stop going on what you think and stay in the lane of what you know. Did he really call you? Then act like it. Stop acting like he didn't. Stop acting like you don't have the power when he's in you, because you do. Amen. Stop acting like you're not equipped when you got a book bag in the back with all the necessary tools. Amen. All my faith dwellers, kick it in another gear. Amen. How many people have questioned yourself enough in the last couple seasons? Then stop it. Get out the questions and roll with the answers. Amen. Act like it, talk like it. And when the opposite comes, flip the thing. Act like you've been here for a minute. Whatever's coming, if it doesn't match with the word of God, flip it. Amen. Go to your spiritual kitchens and get your spatula and start flipping some things. Are we ready to do what God called you to do? But you got to be willing to ruffle some feathers. You got to be... Oh, Tom, I ain't seen that shoulder in a while. I missed it. You got to be ready to ruffle some shoulders. Ruffle some shoulders. Because she's still doing the shimmy shakes. I see it. You got to be willing to ruffle some shoulders. That's funny. Ruffle some feathers. You got to be willing to let somebody know I'm not in agreement with that. We can't today. Good. You got to be willing to stand and say, he's dependent on me. I don't agree with that. That's not the will of God. That's not the word of God. And that's not the response of God. Operate in what you know. You know what's right. You know what's good. Amen. Be the change. Be the light. Be the reflection. Be the change. Be the light. Be the reflection. Amen. And when you do that, who will you please your Father? Who will you please your Father? Because sometimes you can't please the Father until you disappoint man. Amen. She said there's been some distractions. Oh, there's been some distractions. Why? Because he don't want you operating in the correct vision. So if he can blur it and have you walking into a wall instead of the door, he'll do it. If he can have you doubting what you perceive, whether or not what it is, you can't operate in truth. Come on now. Roll up your sleeves. It's action time. We got this? Do we have this thing, church? That word was a word from God for us tonight. let's act like it. Not just with a clap, but with a response in how we live. Let's act like we received it. Not by, oh my God, that was good. By operating in it. Amen. Amen. Are you more afraid to disappoint man or God? Don't answer. Live it out. Talk is cheap. Live it out. Amen. If this church is going to stay the pillar that God called it to be, you got to let somebody roll downhill. You'll get that later. Because everybody that want to be at the top won't do the necessary things to stay there. And you have to be okay with watching some people roll down the hill while you maintain your grip. And I'm out after that one. Father, that's a drop the mic with the do sign. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. You are dynamic, Lord God. You are amazing, Lord God. You are fantastic, Lord God. You are glorious, Lord God. Father, you are so above our heights. You stand alone. You stand above our praise. You're glorious, Lord God. You can feel our praise, but our praise can't even get high enough to where you stand. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I can create an atmosphere through praise, Lord God, that will chase out demons, Lord God. If I open up my mouth and praise, I'll praise out the doubt. I'll praise out the lies in the name of Jesus. I shall not be afraid of what you've called me to, Lord God. I will learn my purpose, Lord God, and I will operate in it. In the name of Jesus. I will not let fear stop me this time. For not only pursuing, but receiving what thus hath for me. This time, Lord God, I give you my all, Lord God. This time I'm giving you more than just the chase. But I'm giving you my all, Father. My weakness, my insecurity, I give you my all. I'm going to stand in what I know. And I'm going to stand confident in that. Hallelujah. I'm not going to peek around at my neighbor. I'm not going to try to partner with people who used to be with me. I'm going to be grateful for those that are with me in this season of my life. I'm not going to keep trying to patch up old relationships, but I'm going to be grateful for the new ones that you have brought unto me. I'm going to embrace the new and stop reflecting of the old. Because old things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new in my life, and I need to be able to receive it to benefit from it. New mindset, new lifestyle, new way of speaking, new way of responding. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I'm alive because of the breath that is sustaining me. I'm standing because of the breath that you have blown into me. There's life in me because of you. And I'm going to stand in what I know. I know, like you breathed into Adam, you've breathed into me. And I know the only reason I'm breathing out is because you've breathed in. I'm standing in what I know. For I don't know if I'll have breath tomorrow, but I know I have breath today. So I'm going to do everything that I can do for your name's sake because of the breath that's in me today. Why shall I diminish tomorrow by questioning tomorrow when I have confidence in the today? I shall now seek no other partner but you, Lord God. I don't need anyone else but you. And if you bring anyone to me, Lord God, that is for expansion only, not beginning. Hallelujah. 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 Let the weak say, I am strong, and the things that I was weak in, I'm now claiming my strength in you. Hallelujah. I don't have to be the best one to pray, but Lord, long as my prayers reach your ears, I'm good. Hallelujah. I don't have to be the best singer, but as long as you hear the melody that's coming from my heart, I'm good with it, Lord God. I don't have to be the best dancer. I don't have to have rhythm, Lord God. But if I move my hips and kneecaps, Lord God, Father, unto you, Lord God, Father, you'll smile at my dance unto you, Lord God. It didn't say David was the best dancer, but it said David danced. Woo, Jesus. It didn't emphasize how well he did it. It emphasized that he did it for you, Lord God. And he danced so much that things fell off of him, Lord God. And that's where we want to get to, Lord God. That as we worship you, things will fall off, Lord God. So we will stand in what we know. Not in what's said around us, but what we know. We thank you for it. And we declare clear vision. Woo, Jesus. We speak to the blurred vision that we have operated in and say, no more. We speak clear vision for the remaining of this year. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord God, so things will fall off that should not be on. In the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree that we are the head, not the tail, above only and not beneath from this moment on. We declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. We declare it and we decree it, that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We declare it, we decree it, we walk in it, we respond as such. We have the best partner, as we are entrepreneurs, and that partner is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because he has all power in his hands, we have all power available to us. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit that we know about, because we feel it, because it's in us, not around us, but in it. It's in us. We stand in what we know, that your grace is sufficient. We know it because we have lived under your grace when we didn't deserve the love and the peace. We felt it, Lord God. We stand in what we know, Lord God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Why? Because when we've been all alone, we felt your spirit, Lord God. We stand in what we know. When we wanted to give up, you said, not today. We stand in what we know. So we thank you for tonight. We thank you for meeting us here. We thank you for meeting us right where we are. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere. You're here live, and you're in the stream. You're on telephones right now. You're in tablets right now, Jesus. You're on laptops right now. You're cast to televisions right now, Lord God. You're everywhere. You're in a church building, in a laptop. You're everywhere, Lord God, right now. Father God, your spirit is moving, not the voice from me, but your spirit is touching people. Father, from a microphone to a camera, from an audio board, Lord God. Father, to a living room, to a car, Lord God. You're everywhere. You're powerful, and we're going to stand in what we know, Lord God, Father. And just like you change the things with your voice, we can change things with ours, Lord God. You can create things with your voice, and we're going to create atmospheres with ours, Lord God. we're going to stand in what we know. We shall not be sad and we shall not be moved. We are victorious. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you received something and that you're one step closer to your breakthrough. Do us a favor. If you enjoyed this message, be sure to share it with your family and friends. And if you're looking for a way to support the ministry, visit the link in this episode's description to see how you can give today.